Next question is Linda, LINDASCHENKMAN, 11/9/47. Both of these patients were seen today, the 22nd. This is a 76-year-old woman recently hospitalized with exacerbation of COPD. Patient had a right-sided non-displaced hip fracture. She was found to be short of breath using oxygen. O2 sats 94% on 2 liters, period. She was originally from Houston, Texas. She was a secretary at Rice University and the University of Texas. She's divorced, has one child who's 37 years old. She used to be a heavy smoker till she was around 50 to 55 years old, and she quit smoking, never been a heavy drinker, period. Medical problems includes CHF, COPD, shortness of breath, hypertension, fetal edema, right-sided heart failure, core pulmonal. COVID immunizations up to date. Patient is both on O2 and nebulizer treatments at this time. Allergy, penicillin, E. myosin, Benadryl, and statins. Medication includes Remeron, 15 milligram once a day. Norvasc, 7.5 milligram a day. Aricept, 5 milligram a day. Atrovent, Pernep treatment. ARIPRAZOLE 5 milligram, Depakote 250 ER BID, Lisinopril 10 milligram a day, Namenda 5 milligram a day, Tramadol 50 milligram PRN for pain, Trazodone 150 milligram a day, period. Review of system. Linda is quite weak. She's ADL dependent. She wears a diaper. She's in pain because of recent hip fracture and hip replacement. Her O2 sats are low, requires oxygen at all times. Lower extremity edema noted, secondary to end-stage COPD and core pulmonale. Patient also demonstrates history of muscle weakness, schizophrenia, frequent falls, hence the reason for the hip fracture and history of angina, along with orthopnea and PND, period. Blood pressure is 120 over 60, pulse is 98, or two sides 94% on 2 liters. Heart, positive, small positive is to lungs, bronchi, and aroused bilaterally. Abdomen, soft, neck shows positive JVD, skin shows no rash or mucosa with amblesia, lower extremity. 1 to 2+ edema bilaterally. Assessment, 76-year-old woman, status post right-sided hip fracture, non-displaced, subsequent COPD, respiratory failure, O2 dependency, total ADL dependency, as well as bowel and bladder incontinent, period. New paragraph, patient has a schizophrenia, which appears to be controlled at this time with the current medication. Next numbers, patient also has a history of dementia on Aricept and Namenda. Next numbers, hypertension controlled. Next number, behavioral issues, not a problem with the help of Depakote at this time. Next number, requires NEP treatment every 4 hours. Next number is tachycardia related to end-stage COPD. Next one is anxiety. Next number is patient would definitely benefit from anxiolytic at this time. Next number is blood pressure appears to be controlled. Next number of patient is quite intelligent and realizes that she's at the end of her life and she has issues with anxiety related to end of life and would require help, would benefit from chaplain's visit at this time. Thank you.